Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Tech Loft podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and this is episode 5. Now, before I get into the show, just wanted to run off a few housekeeping items here. If you want to, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, you can so using the service on anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Player.fm, and slowly growing on other podcast platforms. If you'd like to reach out to me, to the show, you can do so via Twitter using the handle @TheTechLoft. And if you like to shop on Amazon, you can support the show by using our link, simply by using by pointing you into Amazon's direction. We do get a small reward for as compensation. The website to use is shop.thetechloft.com. And let's get on with the show. So we're going to be talking about three things. First of all, Google Maps update, one of my favorite apps on my phone. Next is the free PS Plus games for July 2018. And we also have an update on Sony's cross-play woes. All this coming up. A new version of Google Maps is rolling out to Android and iOS devices, but we now have more details on what's going to be released, what new features will be released. So, 7 new features have been highlighted by Google as very important for the latest version of Maps. The redesigned Explorer tab is now able to give Maps users recommendations for restaurants, bars, and cafes in the area they want. Another important addition to the app is the new trending lists from local experts and Google's algorithms, which will allow Maps users to make the best choice when it comes to finding the best food for their tastes. Android users are getting an improvement that enables them to keep track of their progress against any of the restaurants featured in the trending list. So if you're on a mission to try the 10 best tacos in your area and you've only tried 5, Google Maps will note that for you so you can get to the tacos pronto. Also, the new Explorer tab on Android devices now surfaces the top events and activities happening in a user's area. The tab will now show photos and descriptions of these activities and will allow users to filter them by categories. For those who keep the location history enabled, each restaurant or bar will now feature your match, a rating that should offer users an idea of how likely it is they will enjoy that place. The 6th new feature included in the update should make it easier for the app to recommend you places to eat. Basically, the more you tell Google Maps what food and drinks you like, the better the recommendations you'll get. Finally, the new For You tab is meant to keep you informed about what's happening in your neighborhood. So, whether it's a new restaurant or a hot cafe, you should find all the details about them on this tab. Unfortunately, this specific new feature is only available on Android in the United States, UK, Canada, Australia, and Japan. So it looks like I'll be left out of that as I'm an iOS user. Now, according to Google, the new Maps app is now available for download via the App Store and Play Store, but some new features may not be available right away. Great. Can't wait to get that loaded up and use some of those features on that list. I use Google Maps everywhere. I mean, if possible, I'll even use it to go the quickest route to go to the washroom. But I tell you, going to the store, sometimes I'll even have it on just to make sure I am using the best route, or it's just habit. I just have it on and I always just punch up my destination. But cool. I'm looking forward to these updates. Now, second on this episode, I've got here the list of free PlayStation Plus games for July 2018. Now, if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you know that you get free games every month, PS4, PS3, PS Vita games. So let's break it down for you. Let's see what we have. So PlayStation members will be able to download 6 games at no additional charge. The first one being Heavy Rain for the PlayStation 4. Heavy Rain is a game created by and directed by David Cage and developed by Quantic Dream. The title is a psychological thriller that tasks the player with hunting down a murderer called Origami Killer. This game normally retails for $29.99 here on the Canadian PlayStation Store. The next game is Absolver, also for the PlayStation 4. It's a multiplayer online melee action title. The game is tough and challenging and has the player learning a variety of combos and methods of battling opponents around the world. Players can also cooperatively play with friends to take on other groups. Absolver normally retails for $39.99. The third game available for PlayStation Plus users for free is Rayman 3 HD. This is a Ubisoft-developed adventure game. The game features a variety of challenges, weapons, power-ups, and according to PlayStation, feature 15 to 20 hours of gameplay. Rayman 3 HD retails for $13.49, and again, this is for the PlayStation 3. Fourth game on the list is Deception 4, The Nightmare Princess, also for the PlayStation 3. It's an odd game that involves trapping humans into sacrifice in order to revive the devil. The game is developed by Koei Tecmo Koei and seems very weird, but it is free. This game retails for $49.99. Best deal on the whole plan so far. again, very, very weird. Okay, moving on, we've got Space Lords. This game is available for the PlayStation Vita. Space Lords, developed by Excalibur Games, allows players to name a galaxy and fill it with planets through a level editor. Players will also smash through planetary defenses in order to purge evil planets. Space Overlords regularly retails for $10.99. So this will be kind of cool to load up on my Vita. And finally, we have Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma. This is for the PlayStation Vita. Developed by Axis Games, it's filled with puzzles and is a fully animated interactive story. This anime-esque title features both English and Japanese voice options. This game retails for $39.99. This is pretty cool too. Looking forward to loading this up on the Vita as well. Very cool. So hopefully that helps you out with a future update on what to expect for July for all the PlayStation Plus users. I know this is a good list for myself. Looking forward to downloading these titles, or at least adding them to my library. Finally, we've got an update on the cross-play dilemma that Sony is facing. Sony Interactive American, Sony Interactive Entertainment America president and CEO Sean Layden offered some vague hope to PlayStation 4 players who want to play with those on other consoles. At Spain's Game Lab conference, Eurogamer raised the question about cross-play, where it's at. Now, Layden said that they are hearing, they are listening, and I quote Sean Layden, "We're looking at a lot of possibilities. You can imagine that the circumstances around that affect a lot more than just one game. I'm confident we'll get a solution, which will be understood and accepted by our gaming community, while at the same time supporting our business." End quote. While Microsoft and Nintendo have opened up their online networks in the recent years, Sony has consistently blocked developer efforts to let games on the PlayStation Network interact with versions of those same games on other consoles. Now, there is some crossplay, but this is with mobile phone versions and some PC. The issue has gained increased visibility in the recent weeks as Fortnite players on Nintendo Switch have discovered that playing the game on PS4 permanently locks their existing game accounts from compatibility with other consoles. In response to that Fortnite news, Sony offered a blatant statement saying it is, and I quote, always open to hearing what the PlayStation community is interested in to enhance their gaming experience, while offering little in the way of promises for solutions. Sony has previously said it has no profound philosophical stance against cross-console play, and that it is, and I quote, happy to have the conversation, end quote, about the issue with individual developers. But Layden's statement, vague as it is, remains the most concrete promise that Sony is looking into actually opening up its network in the future. That pressure may be starting to have an effect. Weeks after Fortnite's Switch release, the replies to every single unrelated tweet from the official PlayStation account are still dominated by the messages like this one, quote, a better cross-platform policy so I can play Fortnite, my Fortnite account, on my Switch, ! End quote. At some point, Sony may get tired of the conversation about its consoles and games getting consistently derailed by this one persistent issue. Anyways, I hope Sony opens up their network to allow this cross-play. I mean, it's something that I would like to see, and hopefully we will see it in the near future. Anyways, folks, I've gone a little bit over the time. I usually like to keep my podcasts under 10 minutes, but unfortunately we've gone a little bit beyond that. Hopefully I'm forgiven and, you know, you don't mind. But that's it for this week's episode of the Tech Loft podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you're not already a subscriber and you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe. You can find this show on your favorite, on most popular podcast platforms. And we'll see you next time. Please subscribe and ciao for now.